Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're delving into the biggest questions facing the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm pleased to be joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. Now, certainly everyone wants to know, who is a new defensive coordinator going to be? Chip Kelly has yet to announce his coaching staff, but in terms of the defensive coordinator, Dave, we'll start with you on this one. What is one key characteristic or trait that you want to see out of the new defensive coordinator?
I mean, look, they've got to get to the quarterback, a glaring weakness in 2012. I have questions if the Eagles move to a 3-4 in terms of personnel. There would be some significant change, I think, up front, but somehow the Eagles have to get this pass rush more consistent without the wide nine gimmicky type stuff. They need to go. When I look at the great defenses in the league, there's a J.J. Watt, there's a Hammer, there's somebody who comes up big. Eagles haven't had that player since Brian Dawkins left town in 2008. So somehow find a, if you will, a stopper, a go-to player in that front seven. That is something that I think is missing from this defense.
I'll take my cue from Chip Kelly here and say there is no real one thing that you look for out of a defensive coordinator, and if there is, it's shutout ability. That was the buzzword that Chip Kelly threw out at the Senior Bowl. But there are so many things you want to see from a new defensive coordinator. He's got to command the defensive room. He's got to make good in-game adjustments, and he's got to be aggressive. There are so many things, but I do trust that Chip Kelly will survey the landscape and find the right guy for the job.
Now, is this hire more crucial because of the fact that Chip Kelly is an offensive-minded coach?
No, I don't think so. I think Chip understands, and the coaching staff and the history of the NFL, you know, you've got your general on the offensive side, you've got your general on the defensive side. I think the Eagles will put together a very fine coaching staff, and again, somebody who has the experience of maybe not just a 3-4, a 4-3, a hybrid defense that seems to be the vogue in the NFL right now.
Now, there's a lot of speculation about whether the Eagles will transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Well, let's debate some of the merits and give some of the pros and cons. Bo, what's your take on the speculation that the Eagles could potentially move to a 3-4 scheme next season?
Well, it does seem like more teams in the NFL are now switching to 3-4 defenses. I think it's maybe a little bit better suited to handle some of the spread offenses that you're seeing nowadays. But I'm not sure if the Eagles will or will not switch to a 3-4, but I think the decision is if they want to down the line, they should do it now, get the process going, so that come next year, the year after that, they are fully functional in that 3-4 defense.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. And Trent Cole was a 236-pound linebacker coming out of college. He's now a 270-pound defensive end. What do you do with him if you go to a 3-4? What happens to Fletcher Cox, who's so effective inside as a 4-3 defensive tackle? If you play him as a defensive end in the 3-4, can he be as effective? Are the linebackers here good enough to be in a 3-4? What do you do with D'Amico Ryans, whose home, it would appear, would be in the middle of a 4-3? Now you're putting him into a 3-4 situation, which we saw in Houston didn't work out too well for him there. So a lot of questions, and we haven't even gotten to the back end where all the problems were last year.
Now, should the Eagles look at the current roster and use that as a determining point as to whether they're going to make the switch from the 4-3?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Chip's talked about adapting to the personnel that you have. Well, the personnel the Eagles have, I think in some cases, translates very nicely to a 3-4. Obviously, you've got to find that nose tackle. Antonio Dixon would be your leading candidate, but not a game changer there. I think it's a great question, Chris. I'm not sure I have that answer. It's been so, Eagles haven't played a 3-4 since the 1980s. So I've gotten so used to seeing and imagining the 4-3 defense here. A 4-3 concept certainly has a lot of merit around the league. I'm just not sure how this personnel fits into it.
Now, I think that some of the pieces in place will fit very well into a 3-4. You mentioned Fletcher Cox. I think he's perfectly suited to play that 3-4 defensive end position. You've got Brandon Graham, who was projected by some as a pass-rushing linebacker coming out of college. Same with Trent Cole. Certainly he's got to slim down a little bit. But
so you're asking a 270-pound defensive end to go down to – he's not going to slim down a little bit to play –
You know, DeMarcus Ware is a big guy as well. It's not that out of the question, I think, for Trent Cole to be a very solid –
Michael Kendricks, who we all kind of talked about last year. Let's unleash Michael Kendricks. Let's have him make plays. Can he make plays as an inside linebacker in a 3-4?
But he played that in college, though. That's at least the one thing you have going for is that some of these guys, at least at the college level, were able to play.
Right. And there is a trend. I think when we look at the college game to the NFL game and how the spread offense translates, I think a lot of these defensive players, the concept of going from 4-3 to 3-4 isn't that foreign. I think you're right.
Versatility is certainly the key. That's one of the buzzwords you've heard Howie Roseman and Chip Kelly use in their press conference to date. That's going to do it for this edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Dave and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson. Everyone, have a great Eagles day.